the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and as always, joining me, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Shout out to all the mothers. Belated Mother's Day, happy stuff yesterday, all the mothers who are listening to the show.
I did not get to spend mine because I was still in the quarantine, so I did see her via a screen door, so happy Mother's Day to Mum there.
I'm not sure, I always kind of imagine you hatched more than had a mother or just were created in
I was created in a test tube.
like Indominus Rex.
Yeah, pretty much, in a lab. But it was round 7 has been run and won, and a bit of news coming out this week. The MRP, all fines, for even though a lot of people were striking each other, Neil and Coniglio, $1,000 fines, not bad. And Daisy as well, for striking. So that's the go now, you can hit people and get fined.
Well, that's good for fantasy owners.
That is true, because I've got Coniglio and loving it.
Yeah.
West Coast, standing by Jeddah, even though he's just crap at the
moment.
Well,
what are they going to do, throw him under the bus? Go, yeah, really, but, really wish we had Sinclair back.
But this is a... We've seen it in fantasy. Each first year at a new club, it takes time to adjust. So,
well, generally, for a lot of players, yeah.
Yeah, unless you're Patrick Dangerfield, of course. Yeah. But
Jeddah doesn't get his own ball. He relies on others to feed him. So, yeah.
It's... And those inside mids, a la Prudis, have been sucking of late.
They haven't been great.
No. And another injury setback to Anthony Mirabito. He's done his hammy yet again, but only a minor one, but... This guy's been injured just about his whole AFL career, I think. So
yeah,
only minor. So hopefully he can get back and play an AFL game soon.
Yeah,
and looks like old Gary Ablett took that honesty session to heart and showed his leadership and took on a drunk fan on Saturday night. But it was good because the guy was hurling obscenities with children around. But you hear that every week at Collingwood and Richmond games. So I don't see what's so bad about it.
Well, we hurl obscenities around my house.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying... No, well, you know, Gary Ablett said he was also going to go in for a hard ball.
Yeah, no.
Don't remember that.
I didn't see that at all on Saturday night. But if you would like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors and hit the like button there. Leave us a question. Leave us a review on iTunes as well. We love the feedback from you guys and we'd love to see more.
Yeah.
A bit of injury news coming out of the weekend as well. The ghost of Ben Reid only took him a couple of weeks. It looks like he's hurt that shoulder again. So
it was a pretty big hit.
It was a big hit, so yeah. Don't know how long the injury news will drop tomorrow, but not looking good for the ghost there.
Yeah, if the ghost goes down with an AC joint, that could be 4 to 6 weeks, and they'll have to roll the hologram out.
If the hologram is Nathan Brown, no good, because... Yeah. He's done a hammy in the twos, which is not good for the Collingwood defence. Who have they got in the cupboard? Can Cloak play defence?
Schoenberg?
Is he running?
No. Oh, no, he's running. He's running. Well, Marley Williams is due-ish back. Lucky Keefe will be back next year.
Yeah, jeez. What was the other fellow?
I just remember the guy where they recruited Jeremy Howe, and they're like, you're not going to have to play defence. Now it's like... Jeremy,
because he was good on the wing on the weekend.
He played great.
He did. And round 7, seventh minute mark of the second quarter, Matthew Rosa, see you later. That's off with the old hamstring yet again for Rosa.
You're sort of smiling. We hate injuries, but you're smiling when you say that.
Yeah, I got him on a bet of when he was going to get injured.
Yeah.
But another one, Phil Davis gone down with a quad, who'd been playing some good football.
Been playing great footy.
So good for Heath Shaw with more that score likely to go up now. So hopefully it's not too bad. Did you see the Port Adelaide-Brisbane game yesterday?
Well, yeah, I was watching that on the iPad whilst I was watching
North.
Well,
Alan Christensen went off with a lower leg injury. Then when he come back on...
Yeah, I saw that, and he was fine.
He was fine. No, but then he came on, like, the coat hanging him, just hip and shoulder. He got smashed on...
He still played
pretty well. Hey. And the big one, Rocky, gone with a hammy. The doctor and the guru that is Leper doesn't think it's too bad, so don't listen to Leper.
I'll tell you what, if you're a Rocklaphoner, That's
put him on the table.
Well, what do you? Well, but this is the problem. Is like,
what are you going to get?
What are you going to get? Like, we saw, you know, and fair enough. Like, we had the Rockliffe owner in our league of record put him on the table, and fair enough. But he's like, well, I want a gun. Okay, so you want to change a gun for a gun? So basically, saying you have no faith in your gun.
That's right.
That's what I read it as.
But there's no way you can expect a gun for an underperforming guy.
Basically, you're saying, I have no faith in this man when you put him on the table.
Yeah.
Unless you're... I mean, if you take less, that's fine. Like, you could take a second, maybe third tier midfielder. Like, I mean, a...
Ed Curno, 95.
No, I mean, a bit better than that. Like, I mean, say a...
who's 105?
Say a Jordan Lewis, right?
Yeah.
Would you take a Jordan Lewis for... I mean, that's the sort of deal.
I'd be taking.
I mean, I reckon that's the top end of what you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know. It's a hard one, but I mean, if you're his owner, I'd probably try find some value. But
rocking a hard place, really, for that one.
It really is. It really is.
And in some breaking news, Marcus Adams has gone down with a fractured finger. We'll have surgery on that tomorrow. So I would say that's about 2 to 3 weeks with the fractured finger.
Yeah, probably.
And as Dermy said on SEN when I heard it, lop it off, a la Daniel Chick. But I don't think Adam's going to go that.
I'm not sure anyone's going to do that.
Unless it's a grand final.
Yeah.
It's only a finger. You got 10 of them.
Well, I'm not sure people are losing digits for a game of football.
If it was a grand final, would you lop it off?
No.
Really?
No.
God, come on, man. Where's your heart?
In my finger, apparently.
All right, moving on now to the studs and duds for the week. Starting off on Friday night, Anthony Miles returned yet again for another good game.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
Dusty leading the pack. As usual, Deledio still finding his feet.
Yeah.
But Deledio will come good, but I'm not throwing him under the bus. But
I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because he's a gun, just you have to perform.
Well, it's second game back. I expect a little bit more.
Okay. I was going to give him, this is it. Second, yeah, two weeks and that's it. Now you've got to start performing.
The Hawks are someone you can find possessions against, is all. So the fact he didn't, that's...
Playing in defense. I suppose the ball was going in there a lot.
Well, is it ever?
I don't want to say this guy's name. He's the red-headed genetic mutant freak that is Nick Loston.
Okay. Yeah, you're not a big fan of Loston.
I am not a fan of Loston, but he played well. I'll take my hat off where it's due, and he played well.
Yeah,
he getting a run through them in the midfield and the forward line. They kicked a couple of snags.
Yeah.
Looked pretty good. Jordan Lewis, back to his best. Liam Shields, 16 tackles.
Yep.
Hartung and Gunston, all good as well.
Yes.
And I'm throwing Hooley, Edwards, and Morris under the bus.
Morris?
I just don't like Morris either.
But you can't say... He's just not a great player. Whose team is he in?
Richmond. No one's, but...
No one's, exactly. So he didn't,
I'm still throwing him under the bus.
Yeah, I'll throw Lids under there, as I mentioned. Maybe it's a little bit harsh, but I expect more from him. And McAvoy. Man, I really thought McAvoy should carve against...
Hampson.
Against Richmond. And just didn't happen. I thought that was a real game. He should be taken by the scruff of the neck, especially kicking a couple goals. And it just didn't happen without Rance. I thought he really should get on the end of a few.
Yeah, absolutely. But I suppose when you got Bruce and that kicking the goals.
Yeah, but you know, just I thought that was one he really could have you know, at least scored 80 in.
Didn't he score 80?
No, it's like 50s and 60s.
Looking at the wrong player, then I thought he scored in the 90s.
Segler scored.
That's probably
80 something.
Yeah. And to the battle of the, well, not so much bottom teams anymore. Well,
The old rivals.
Carlton, Collingwood, Pendle, great again. Sidey was good. Rodney Howe, pretty good too. And Benny the Ghost. I thought he was good till he copped that bump as well.
Yeah, I got a few. I got Gibbs, Cripps, Curno, Doherty, Simpson.
Yep, all them myself.
And Levi. I thought Levi was pretty good.
He was very good.
Pendle's out. But I also thought Fasolo was really good as well. Like, he really made the most of nothing.
Pretty much.
Like, him and Moore, actually, both. They didn't... Like, Fasolo scored okay. Moore didn't score great. But really made the most of what little they had.
Chicken salad out of chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aish. What the hell's wrong with this guy?
He's the same as... Jetta. I mean, he's an outside player. Yeah. He's just not get. He's in. His team's not winning the ball. I mean, they got smashed in contested ball. Oh, and, you know, it's just not getting to him. So.
And I thought Crisp would have done better too.
Yeah, I was disappointed in Crisp, and I was really disappointed in Grundy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Andrew Walker, he looks cooked. He can.
Yeah, I'll give him a pass because it's first game, but
he still just looked a bit slow. And
well, I'd be surprised if he didn't.
And Liam Jones.
Anyway.
I just don't like Liam Jones. It's the battle of the Spuds with Jesse White at one end and Liam Jones at the other.
Jesse White wasn't...
He wasn't horrible.
Yeah,
anyway. But still, you know, anyway. You don't go to the footy match, oh, who's going to be worse, Liam Jones or Jesse White? But moving on down the road to Geelong, where old Donuts, he's getting it done.
Donuts is back.
Man, stick that donut pre-season, Donuts, because it's working for you. Absolutely monstered. Who'd they play?
West Coast.
Down there, Selwood, yet a good kid.
Just Geelong.
Just Geelong, yeah, I think basically. I've got pretty much there.
No one from Geelong really burnt you except for maybe Mackey in Supercoach.
And McCarthy, if you got him in your team, who got injured. But
injured.
Yeah. But yo man, no man.
Yeah, if he's the yo-yo, then he was on the down.
Big time. Jetta, probably not getting so much of that outside ball. And Menzel come down from that high, but not everyone's going to get the pill.
Yeah, I thought, I'll put Shuey under there, copped the tag, scored nothing. And Lacroix.
Yeah.
Really.
29 in Supercoach. Oof. Sucks if you got him in your team this week.
So, there was a lot. I mean, Geelong are pretty playing great football, so there's always going to be a few underperformers.
Prittison was just...
Yeah, I didn't want to put Prittison. I didn't think he scored, killed you, necessarily.
57% efficiency he was.
He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be right.
We'll talk about him later anyway in our trade targets.
Yeah, I've definitely got him down. And to the Sydney-Essendon game, how does Tom Mitchell have 37 disposals yet score 87 in Supercoach?
Because the ball often doesn't go where Tom Mitchell intends the ball to go.
Yeah. Heaney, bag and five, JPK, Buddy. Parker was a little bit down, but Hanbury, he started off slowly and worked his way nice into the game as well. Tippett, again, excuse me, pretty good as well. And the only one I'm going to throw under the bus really is Grimer.
In his first game in like...
Oh man, he was lost.
In his first game in how long? That's crap, man. You can't say
that. Did you watch him? No. It's like he'd never played football in his life. He was hopeless. Absolutely hopeless. But Zaharakis, yet again, Merritt and Kelly, also very good.
Yeah, I got Heaney, JPK, Buddy and Zaka. But I'm just throwing McGlynn under. He was my dud. Like,
yeah.
I mean, his scores were pathetic in a team that had a really good win and should have had a good win.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know Heaney got all the goals, but... Come on, Benny.
Step up. Moving on to Gold Coast and Melbourne. I think the only player for the Gold Coast in the studs is Tom Lynch. The rest were pretty puss.
I don't have any Gold Coast players. I got Max. No, not even. Yeah. He didn't kill it in a Dream Team.
Didn't he?
No. It was like 80-something.
Okay.
So, you know. Yeah, he made the most of his opportunities. Yeah. So that's fine. I got Maxie Gaunt.
Big Max.
Loving it. Destroyed Dan. Actually, Dan Gurry still scored 90.
Yeah, no.
He probably actually could get a mention as well. Max Gaunt, Nathan Jones.
Wayne Harms' son.
Yeah. Yeah, James Harms. And Tom Bug.
Yeah, Tommy Bug. I looked to pick him up on the waiver wire this week, but...
Well, I got him at some point.
I thought you wavered for him.
No.
Or you must have got to me before in the free agency then.
Yeah, must have.
That's all right. But
my big pickup was I got Liam Shields right before it shut.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But as this, one goal between Jack Watts and Hogan, and they kicked 24 goals or something like that.
That's yeah, well, in my ridiculous. Duds, Jesse Hogan.
I got Hogan and Watts. There you go.
I didn't throw Watts under the bus, but Hogan, man, you're the spearhead. One goal in 24.
One goal three.
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ, come on. I'll throw Gary Ablett under the bus.
Ablett and the rest of the Gold Coast Suns.
Well, I just put Jack Martin in there. I don't think there's no one to really to say was terrible. I mean, did they really let you down so much?
No, not so much. Except for those who had Ablett as captain.
Yeah.
And the other Saturday night game was Bulldogs and Adelaide, which was quite a good game, unless you're still crying about it to you Adelaide supporters about the free kicks, who cares? The Bont was really good. Matthew Boyd is really loving it, that whole defence is out. Luke Dalhouse, Jakey Stringer, Josh Jenkins, and Tommy Lynch for me.
I had a Bont, Dalhouse, Matty Boyd, and Jenkins. They were my studs.
Where was he? Tex Walker and Eddie Betts. I think one
Tex
goal.
Tex actually scored okay. I know, for what he did.
Really?
He scored okay. I thought anyway.
Oh, just a more on the playing terms.
He's had a pretty rough season, really.
Yeah, he is. But they're just shutting him down. But that's why I suppose Jenkins and Lynch are doing so well.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll be a time where Walker's going to have a big game. Lucky Hunter was going really well to half time and then disappeared. What the hell happened?
No, that's a good trick.
No, not really.
I had a... We've given him a lot of praise this year, but we've got to be harsh on him when he's down, and that was Grandpa Thompson.
Yeah, he six, barely sighted.
Six frees against. Whoops.
Whoops. That's almost on track of that opening quarter the other week when he was on, what, minus 17 or something?
Yeah. Oh, Grandpa.
Old man Thompson. But, yeah, they were pretty balanced. No one really super sucked for...
I had Betts also.
I had Betts and Walker. They were the only ones.
I had Brad Crouch.
He was playing?
He was pus. What did he do? Was he even on the field?
That's what I didn't even know.
And Brody Smith, I thought, was a bit below what he has been.
Yeah, tried his best, but not quite there.
I thought he let you down a little bit.
And in the Freo and GWS game, excuse me, Stephen Hill's getting it done. Lockie Neal, Walters up and about. Daniel Pierce, Coniglio Ward, Scully, and Josh Kelly, I thought were pretty good.
There's a name missing from that list, my friend.
Yeah.
And that is Jonathan Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin as well, yeah. Did pretty well up against Big Mummy there. A couple of guys who stunk it up. Cameron, stick a fork in him, he's done. Wilson, Toby Green, and Michael Barlow. No good.
Yeah, I had Barlow and Green, but we've mentioned this for the last 2 weeks that with Williams coming in for GWS that Wilson's value's
plummeting.
Yeah, it's not great. Even Williams had a pretty shonky game, but he did. You know, that happens. They're defenders. They're going to be up and down.
Yeah, that's right.
What about finally, please cut if you've been reading the Dozen Deals column. Old Tommy Sheridan. Just please get rid of him now.
Yeah.
That experiment is over.
I think so. But moving on to the two Sunday games, St Kilda and North Melbourne. Nick Riewoldt playing like he's a bloody 23-year-old again. Joey Montagna was good. I like Savage's game, and Gilbert I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, I had the standouts for it. Yeah, Gilbert was good. I had Nick Riewoldt, Montagna, Goldie, but the thing was, North, it was hard to find a standout because they just were so balanced.
Yeah, that's right.
So, that's been the story of their year.
I'm going to throw Petrie in there because he's 300.
Jesus. Well, someone made the interesting point on Twitter today that no North player has had more than 28 possessions in a game.
Really? Not even a Zeeble or a Wells?
No.
Wow.
Isn't that horrific for fantasy?
Big time. That's probably why they're so balanced.
Yeah.
And, Ben Jacobs, I think that's his name, the tagger from North Melbourne. You can get stuffed.
Yeah, you really can.
Cost me in our listener league there. Thank you for tagging my captain, Jack Stephen, out of the game. And Armitage season is getting worse and worse, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jack Stephen. He really got shut down. I mean, he tried, but what can you do? Sean Higgins. Oof. Yeah, I thought he was pretty ordinary.
That's what you get with Sean Higgins.
Well, I thought he was ordinary. And Jared Waite, really, I thought up against that sort of undersized defense, he really could have taken it by the scruff of the neck. But it just didn't happen that way. I'm sure he's looking to bounce back this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
that's been the third best Supercoach player so far this year.
Well, St Kilda turned it into that arm wrestle kind of game. So
They've
known for. So good on St Kilda for almost pulling off a really good win.
Yeah. Bet you lost.
Yes. And in the last game of the round, it was Port Adelaide versus a depleted Brisbane Lions by the end. Westhoff, Wines, Pittard, Ebert, Trengove, I thought were all really good.
I actually just wrote down Port.
Port as a whole. Collective.
Yeah.
Big Stephen Martin back to his best after getting knocked the hell out a couple of weeks ago. Zorko killing it. Dane Beams really good in his first game back.
That was it. That was my Brisbane players.
And I thought Christensen was pretty solid as well.
Yeah, well, he battled on, didn't he?
Yeah.
So,
Robbo,
Zooey. These are the duds now. Yeah.
When I say Zooey, I think our fans know what that means. No good. Pierce Hanley.
Or maybe they just think Mitch Robinson belongs in a zoo.
He is an ugly bastard.
Well, I thought he was just mad.
That too. And Josh Walker goes to be the number one man at the Brisbane Lions, yet Shacky and Keys are already ahead of him. Like, I know Keys kicked 0-4, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, Walker, you'll be getting dropped soon, I think.
Yeah, I had Mitch and I had Pierce Hanley. Pierce Hanley was really someone you wanted to get rid of last week.
Yeah. But now it looks like Port Adelaide are on the up and up and should be an interesting game against... Port Adelaide. Against Carlton, sorry.
They're not playing themselves?
Yep. Right. Absolutely. Moving on now to our waiver wire.
You didn't want to strample anyone, Joe?
No, I'll leave it for the end of the show because I'm coming on for a bit of a run-up on this right. one.
A run-up. I think there's one real standout waiver pickup this week. If you're not wavering for this guy...
Charlie Dixon?
No, it is not Charlie Dixon because he's not playing Brisbane every week.
He's playing Carlton, though.
Could you see the... Like, we tweet out every Friday the champion data release their stats where teams... They give an average of the scores of teams on their matchup. And the only position that averages over 100 as a group is key forwards against Brisbane.
Who are Brisbane playing this week?
Collingwood. So get Trav Cloke back in.
If he's... backs up to it. Yeah. But
that's the thing is like we knew Charlie Dixon was a great matchup this week. So, you know, we do tweet that out every Friday. So if you're looking a late week pickup, we do give some tips out. But on Friday, that sheet will come out and that'll give you some good indication as to who's strong where and so forth.
But now I've got Charlie Dixon this week playing against Carlton. They're not the greatest of defenders. So I like it as a pickup. Only in 38% of teams. In ultimate footy, so not too bad there.
The number one pickup has to be Jackson Trengove for mine.
I've got him on my list.
Defender, 10% of teams, the role change.
Playing the basically sole ruck.
Basically playing sole ruck, 25 touches, 15 contested, 13 clearances. There's no good defenders left, we know that.
Nope.
Who's
number one in our league of record?
Yeah, buddy.
So looking at this afternoon, I'm like, Dixon Trengove. I'm like, I need a forward.
Man, if you can find something... Like, I don't expect him to score what he scored on the weekend every week, but if he can be 85+,
that's gold.
My God.
Anything above 80 for a defender this year is good.
So, I mean, I think it's just a must with this role change where he's the sole rock. We know Lobie ain't coming back.
Nope.
So, I've got him just ahead of the guy I put in second, and that's Jonathan Griffin.
Yeah.
We've seen it before. Jonathan Griffin's averaged 100. Okay. Yeah, he's had another couple of seasons where he's averaged over 90 in Supercoach. He's ruck forward. He's only in 40% of teams. We know when he's the sole ruck, he's going to score great.
Absolutely.
Sandy's not going to be back for
6 weeks or so.
Well, they say three to four on the sheet on the injury list.
That's Ross Lyon time.
Well, they might draw that out. And that's why he makes a great pickup. We know there's going to be a few teams out there who don't have a ruck or don't have a fifth forward.
Yeah.
Man, Jonathan Griffin's going to score well in this role, providing they keep Zach Clark out.
Yeah, well, I think
he will. But, I mean, his performance on the weekend, I thought Frio were a bit better. So, you know, I feel like Jonathan Griffin, like, I'm obviously in earlier record, I got the number one waiver. I'm going to take Jackson Trengove because I think defenders are worth weight in gold. Plus, I got two rucks and a pretty good forward line. But I feel like if you had a solid defense, then I would absolutely waver for Jonathan Griffin.
Yeah, well, I've got a solid defense. I might go Jonathan Griffin.
Yeah.
Pollock, only in 61%, still there. I think now that he's got that rocket up his butt, he's put in a couple of nice scores the last couple of weeks. Liking that. Tommy Bug, if you haven't picked him up, in 82% of teams in Ultimate Footy. If you're looking for a defender, going to be hot and cold like most of them. Still pretty good.
Well, I think Tom Bug's a good one. I got him on my list as well because he's really established and he's not giving you a stinker. He's really,
I think,
not,
that stinker came through when they played Essendon. They just stunk it up.
But he's not letting you down. I know he's got 100 on the weekend. That's not going to happen. But he's not really killing
your
team.
He's not
going to
give you a 30 or 40.
No, he's really a baseline of 60-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's not going to kill you.
No, and even then, that's still pretty solid for what the defense are. If you haven't got this guy, Mitch Brown, only in 34% of teams, back and all forward.
Yeah.
Can be hot and cold, but that ball's going to be streaming into that Essendon forward line defense week in, week out. So he's going to get plenty of marks, rebound kicks. Just don't let him in front of the goals because he can't kick them. But I like him.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Vlosten, man. I got Trengove, Bug, then Vlosten. He's in 43% of teams. We saw him in the midfield. He might not keep this role, obviously, when Trent Cotchin comes back.
Who could be in this week.
Well, he could be in this week, yeah, that's right. But I feel like he's a contested ball winner. He can actually use the ball, which is nice.
Something Richmond don't have.
Yeah, well, it's something they've been lacking, that's for sure. So, I mean, you might roll the dice on him if you needed a defender.
Yeah, absolutely. Another guy I'm looking at, I know we said we'd get a drop, but with the injuries at the Bulldogs, he could help you. It's Easton Wood.
Well, I think what's his percentages?
76%.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's probably in all the Supercoach.
Probably in all the Supercoach, but now that we've got Johannesson and Suckling and all that, get that slight rise for the next couple of weeks, I'd say. Let's have a look at this guy, Shane Kirsten. He's only played the 4 games, turned up 3 of them.
Yeah.
As a forward, only in 26% of teams, but playing Adelaide with a pretty good defense. Have to see how that goes.
He's just jumping defender forward.
Yeah, I'm all over the place, mate.
Jesus Christ. Well, I'm just going to stick with defense. Ricky Henderson, 66% of teams, had 21 touches in his first game back. The scores went huge.
Yep.
But I feel like Ricky Henderson, we've been banging on him for a week. A
couple of weeks now, yep.
So, and David Mackay isn't playing this week as well. So, I mean, I expect him to bring in like Lyons or Ellis Yeoman, but you know, it certainly helps his chances of not getting dropped.
Yeah, for sure. I'll stick with my forwards. Jack Redpath, now that the Dogs have actually got a target there, he's going to score quite well, and he plays pretty well, and he's going to keep Tom Boyd out, I think.
Yeah.
6% of teams.
Six, wow. Yeah. What have they got coming up this week?
This week they're playing Melbourne.
Okay, well, that could be a good matchup.
Yeah.
Because
Tom McDonald in no form.
Man, he's really bad.
Yep.
I got some forwards, man. I got, and you know, I picked him up. We listened to our own advice. So I picked up Reece Palmer in Supercoach, 89.
Beautiful.
He's only in 47% of teams. More of Supercoach relevant, but with Devin Smith out, I feel like he's really safe to at least score you 80.
Beautiful.
And they're playing Gold Coast this week.
Ooh.
Which brings me to Jeremy Cameron.
Be a nice handy pickup there.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're streaming that fifth forward or you're an underdog, he might, look, he's not a great fantasy player, but man, Gold Coast key backs are just non-existent.
Nope.
So, you know, he might be someone you want to roll out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it.
That's it for you. I also got Craig Bird. He's in 75% of teams, but he's getting some midfield time at the Bombers, so he's one to look at. And also Tuk Miller. 53% of teams. Gold Coast, the midfield's just crushed. They have to put him in there.
They got the speed.
They got no one else to put in there, so I got him. And a couple midfielders just to finish off. Ryan Bastanac, I actually think he's doing okay at Brisbane.
Yep.
I know they got the midfielders back, but with Rockliffe out,
so he was doing quite well when Rocky or Beams was out now.
Yeah,
that spot's opened up.
But he still scored 80s on the weekend. Like, you know, he's not going to give you big tons, but if you needed someone, you know, I feel like he's okay. And Billy Hartung.
Man, he ran all day on Friday night.
Yeah, but more to the point is, Hawthorn had just a brutal schedule for the first 6 weeks. hence why I picked up Shields in our own record, in our own league. Hawthorn really have, they've got a couple tough matchups, but over the next 7 weeks, it's actually pretty gravy. So okay. I think Hartung's someone who can score pretty well. And I was kind of into him in the preseason as well. So.
Yeah, no, I like the cut of his jib. He goes all right.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd certainly be looking to pick up some Hawthorn players anyway, like an Isaac Smith or whatever.
Because he hasn't been super great.
No, but I think that's about to happen for them with their with the draw. And I mean, people are talking about them like they're terrible. They're 5-2.
5-2.
And they've run one of the hardest draws in the comp. So,
that's
wow.
Right.
Wow.
Better get on that gravy train that is Hawthorn. Moving on now to some trade targets that you might be looking at for the week. The first one I've got is Matt Prittis.
He has to be. Has to be.
He's averaging under 100 now. And I think a lot of owners would have picked him up as a captain choice. And you just can't captain him at the moment. And they're losing patience. So they're looking to get rid of him.
Yeah, it's been three poor games in a row, really, if we're honest. So, you know, we know Prittis is a gun. We know he's very consistent. Now's as good a time as any to get him.
Absolutely.
And I'm keeping on that theme, I'm going to say Bashahuli.
He was down on my list as well. He's hot, cold. And
yeah, but I feel like, look, Rance has been out. Deledio's been out. Cochin was just out. They're eventually going to get their full team back together, and I expect Richmond to start winning games again.
Yeah.
So when Richmond are winning, Woolies generally
scoring well.
Richmond
were pretty good for 2.5, 3 quarters on Friday night.
Yeah, they were competitive, but I mean, you know, there's no Cochin. There's no Rance. I mean, I feel like it'll turn, and I feel like, you know, we know defenders, we say it every week, defenders are at a premium because there are none left. Hooley, when he's going, is a gun.
Yeah, and he'll get, once Rance back in, it takes a bit of pressure off him. Yeah. Those scores are up, so make an offer to the Hooley owners.
Yeah.
I got Jared Waite.
Oh, one bad game.
Yeah, but at the peak of the powers, maybe just...
Just to
trade him out, sorry. Not
to sell.
To sell, sorry. Maybe hit his peak, just dangle him out there.
I don't know, man. They're about to play Carlton and then... Essendon and then Carlton.
Might hold on to him then.
Might just hold Jared Waite.
Well, sell him if you're not playing these people the next couple of weeks.
I had Deledio. Look, he's come back. He's thrown in two un-Deledio games. I know.
I had Deledio, then I scrubbed him out. I wasn't too sure.
It's going to be hard to get because if the owners drafted them, they've probably drafted Deledio in the first two rounds. Three definitely.
Yeah.
Most likely two. And if they've held on to him this long, they're still a bit married to him because they want some return. But, you know, maybe if he got traded already, you could float something out there, but
what would you float for Deludio? You reckon?
Because
he scored 60s.
His first game was okay. Actually, he scored more that game than this game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
So that's the thing. People go, no, well, this is Deludio. He's a 112 averaging player. I want.
Well, he's a 112 averaging player, but he doesn't show that at the moment.
No.
I might throw out Tom Scully. They could say no to that pretty easily, I'm sure.
Yep.
But that's something I might throw out.
Yep.
Or I might throw out, like, maybe I'm the Jared Waite owner.
Yeah.
You want to cash in, you go, hey, give me the leader and something. Give me a Josh Caddy,
Cam Guthrie type.
Cam Guthrie steak knives midfielder.
Yeah.
Who's worth fielding, but at least sort of the sort of depth you're not going to get rid of.
No, that's right. No, I don't mind that. Rocky for me.
Trade out
or just dangle that carrot, sell him, see what you can get for him. It's a toughie, but because we don't know this whole extent, but they say it's only minor, so you'd say a couple of weeks.
I just don't think you're going to get things for him.
I'd be interested to see what people do offer for him, though.
Well, I wouldn't offer much, would you?
No, hell no.
Exactly. That's what I mean. People aren't going to give up much.
But he's one to look to buy, for sure.
Yeah, I actually had Alan Christensen down. Is someone to buy as a decent forward. I think he's been really good in years past.
Yep.
The midfield band starting to get back together at Brisbane. And much like, I think, Robinson and Hanley suffer when all these guys are back. I actually think Christian gets a bump.
He gets that outside ball and he's kicks that, the goals.
Yeah, that's right. He's the perfect... He's a gun half forward.
He's good at dropping the knees for those free kicks.
He is. And his season's been pretty ordinary so far, let's be honest. His average shows poor. His owners probably aren't feeling like they're getting the return on what they drafted him at. So I feel like he's someone who will improve. Because, you know, look, we talk about these buys. We're buying the players at their lowest points.
Yeah, and that's where you... Like real estate, you buy low and sell high.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I had one more, but I've lost my train of thought on it. It doesn't matter.
Well, I'll throw in Luke Shuey.
Oh, you just had enough?
No, I'm not trading him, but I'm just saying he might be someone you can pick up.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he got tagged on the weekend. Maybe people who didn't watch the game don't know he got tagged. You know, and Shuey is a little bit hot cold, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But I feel like West Coast have got a pretty reasonable schedule of games coming up. I think they might have a hard one this week. Oh, no, they got St Kilda. So,
Wait, is that at Etihad or...
It's over there.
Oh, so they'll win by 180 points.
You would think, well, man, what's Riewoldt going to do up that ground?
Oh, man.
He's going to log about 40 kilometres.
I wonder what I can get him for most marks.
God damn, he's taking a lot of marks.
16 marks on the weekend. I'm going to put him down from... Put 10 bucks on that. That'd be all right. But yeah, to $4.
Actually, see, Riewoldt's a guy you could start floating out there as offers. I mean, if you were listening... Oh, we're putting out the... We know you guys are loving the trade target, so we're putting out a column each week called A Dozen Deals. It's at adozendeals.blogspot.com.au. I think it was 3 weeks ago, mentioned selling Aaron Hall.
Yeah.
Aaron Hall was averaging 120 and 125 in the games, and it sounded crazy. Why would you give away someone like this? Sorry, it must have been 4 weeks ago, because the three games since then, he hasn't cracked a ton. Or he's cracked one dream team ton, I think.
He scored 95 on the weekend.
Yeah, so the scores are way down. But you can sell these guys at the peak of their powers and maybe fix up two areas.
That's it.
Or get, you know, like, just get a... I don't know what to get, but get a Wingard and a Christensen plus...
Wouldn't mind a Wingard.
A Birchall. I don't know. You can get two of these guys for these guys when they're... Like, and especially Aaron Hall was the absolute hotness at the time.
Mm.
Like, the talk was crazy after a month of football. Aaron Hall, just super hot fantasy player. The
same with Jared Waite, but he's continued to go.
But these guys, like, it's like Riewoldt. He's in a purple patch at the moment. This will not continue.
No.
He won't average 130.
I would like to see him average 130.
I'd be really happy if he did. But, like, be realistic. It's not going to happen.
No, that knee's going to flare up again. He's going to get his head knocked off somewhere along the lines. And...
Something will happen. Yeah. Even if St Kilda go cold, he doesn't get the balls, team start. Like, what about when they play Geelong? Blixives could tag him.
Yeah.
That's a possible.
Man, that'd be an awesome matchup.
So I'm just saying, like, sometimes it's good to float these guys out there at the peak of their powers.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you went to the Deledio owner, maybe you could get Deledio and something.
Yeah.
Like, these are the deals we're looking at working. Yeah. But it sounds crazy, Jono. But, like, when we had the idea of floating Aaron Hall, it seemed ludicrous.
Exactly right.
But it bears out in the end. Yeah. If you can get the right deal.
If you can, yeah, and that's what it's all about, getting that right deal. It's time for our Stremple of the Week, Steve.
Who do you want to Stremple, Jono?
Now, I was doing a couple of things at once, watching the St Kilda North Melbourne game of the weekend. Nick Riewoldt taking his 14th, 15th, 450th mark for the game. And I think it was Jared Healy comes up and says, Sam Gilbert is the best player on the field at the moment. Almost dropped me beer in disbelief and yelled at the TV. Jared Healy, you are a flog for saying that Sam Gilbert was the best player on the field. It was Nick Riewoldt by a mile and a half, and he will continue to be. You're not even good enough to carry his boots, Jared Healy. Get stuffed.
Jared Healy, Brownlow medal winner.
Yeah, I don't care.
Wow, okay. That's a pretty strong strampling. I was thinking about strampling you, Jono, for missing the show, really throwing me under the bus.
I gave you plenty of hours of warning.
Anyone who listened to the show knows I don't want to bring it up in front of Jono and all that, what he had, but I'm going to throw umpire Pennell.
Hey, oh, no.
In the Stremple circle.
Bulldog love here.
Now, it's not because of the free kick count, which was horrific, mind you.
17 free kicks to the dogs, he paid.
17 to 1 from him. And over the last three, and he's umpired the last three Bulldogs matches.
Oh, has he?
And the count is 2 to 1 in the Bulldogs' favor.
Really?
But no, it's because we tweeted out this video. I forget who it was. It might have been Redpath, whoever it was, Redpath Dixon, whoever. Someone takes a really nice mark in the forward 50 and he awards the mark, and that's fine. And as he's standing where the mark is, the package walks past and he just gives him a nice little pat on the ass. The umpire.
I've got this, mate.
The umpire's given Jack Stringer a pat on the ass. The hell was that?
So if Jake Stringer patted the umpire on the ass, would that be a $1,000 fine?
Well, I was thinking, what if Chelsea Roffey's in the goals?
Wouldn't mind giving her a pat on the ass.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you can't do this. This is not right.
No, and it doesn't look good, especially when this umpire has paid 17 free kicks. And it's like that, what was that Hawthorne, oh, that umpire that supports Hawthorne on his Twitter page?
Yeah.
And he's umpiring all their games. Come on, guys, you're supposed to be neutral. Like, I'm a massive Bulldogs fan. Like, I didn't think too much about the free kicks. Like,
you know, there was one that I thought was horrific.
There wasn't a couple.
No, it wasn't a free kick. Because, look, free
the
kicks.
The Sloan one?
Yeah, the one where Sloan took the mark right in front and they paid not 15. I'm like,
yeah,
come on.
Nah, they were. But as.
And that was him.
Was it?
Yep.
I was pretty drunk by that time.
So, but you know, umpiring's hard.
It is. You're not going to get it all right. And as I said, the Doggies were first with the ball and. Storming a teacup, who cares? It'll come back to Adelaide probably this week against Geelong.
Maybe.
You would think.
Anyway.
Questions.
We got some great listener questions this week. We love getting all the questions. Haven't put out any food takes this week, Jono. I was a bit scared after the... Well, not the sweet potato. What was the other thing? There was a bit of backlash from the... the barbecue shapes backlash.
Oh, yeah.
People are passionate about their barbecue shape. Anyway... Bit of football first. Jack Bidwell asks, is Ethan Hughes worth a spot in Ultimate Footy 10-Man Standard League?
No.
Yeah, I would imagine there's better options out there as well.
Yep.
Fantasy Oz writes in, dropping Jurey, good move, could use either a defender or a forward. Choose between Jeremy Howe, Isaac Heaney, and Took Miller.
Miller time.
That's what I said, but I will throw in the caveat, I wouldn't kill you if you wanted to go Isaac Heaney.
Yeah, I can see that. But Miller's going to be more consistent across the board for
you.
Yeah,
I feel like Miller's probably the better...
Like, I love watching Heaney play, but
yeah,
he's still finding his feet there in that team.
Yeah,
and how...
Yeah, it's not...
Now that he's going back to defence, no.
Look, he had a great game on the weekend, but one game's one game.
Like, he wasn't overly great in his first game back. But now that I see him going back playing that lockdown defender...
Well, I don't know what he's going to do.
As a big guy, I get to see him playing that lockdown defender. It's really going to affect his scores.
Hmm. And Daniel Nesbitt asks, if you had to choose between a leather and a fabric couch, which would you choose? Jono, you've just furnished your house about a year ago.
Yes.
Or less than.
6 months ago. I have a fabric couch because I am a semi-hairy man and that leather does not like to be stuck... to hair on a hot summer's day. It just gives me a free waxing, basically, where...
Your house is pretty warm.
House is pretty warm. We've got big windows and no aircon.
Yeah. not a great combo.
No. So, light the fabric.
And the lounge room cops the afternoon sun.
It certainly does. Yeah. Especially in the summertime, you get home, it's close to 36 degrees.
Yeah.
Now, the fabric is nice. It's soft. And if you don't have... If you have pets, which I'm looking to get in later... And the scratches don't show up on the leather.
Yeah, we don't have a leather couch. It's some goddamn leather. Horrific material. And not only do we have the cats, I like to lie down forward on the chaise lounge part of it. And my elbows through their sweat have melted through the couch. And it doesn't look great.
No.
So I'm going to go fabric also because, the cats just
rip
the hell out of it.
Yeah.
So,
And
also, I'm not in some weird club where old rich men sit around and drink brandy.
That would be cool.
Would be cool. But I'm not living on it.
Nah. That just about wraps up the show for this week. If you would like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at the Draft Doctors and discuss all things leather or fabric loungers.
I can't imagine that you chose those couches, though.
I did. I had my way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just like...
The foot came down.
The foot was down. The missus said, let's get leather. I'm like, no. No leather.
Oh, the missus wanted leather.
Yeah.
I just, okay.
Nah.
See, I would have thought she'd be designing everything.
She got most of it.
Yeah.
I think she's got a small part. So.
Okay.
But I won out of my fabric couch. But when we did find the couch, she goes, I loved it too. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So we got like a 3-seater and 2-seater.
Yeah.
Being 6'1", I get the 3-seater. She's tiny, she gets the 2-seater. So, yep, fabric all the way. Please do hit us up with your questions, whether it be pumpkin soup or pea and ham, who knows.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's my God. It's got to be the pea and ham.
I know. My pumpkin soup was pretty good I made last night.
I'll tell you the truth, I'm actually a chicken and corn.
Yeah,
guy. Also, though, I made these.
Like, that's it. There's chicken and corn. Then there's your pea and ham and pumpkin. So
fresh pea and ham, though, is the bomb.
It is pretty good.
Although Campbell's or someone's bringing out like these. You know those? You buy the carton of stock, but it's like the infused stock with like flavors. And there's like this really simple soup recipe. And I bought one the other day, and it was Spanish. And you just chop up like a couple of potatoes, some onion, and some chorizo, and some lentils. That was pretty great, man.
Nice.
It was just, you know, it's wet. It's winter. It's soup weather.
That's soup weather.
Right. Soup and red wine.
Might go get me a bottle of red on the way home.
Yeah. No, it's got to be pea and ham, man. Pumpkin. That's just
this is
garbage.
Spicy.
Oh, roast. Spicy pumpkin.
Spicy roast pumpkin. Fancy. Where were we? Head over to Twitter.
Yeah, ask questions.
Chicken or cheese twisties? It's always chicken.
Oh my God, that's not even a question. Please.
That is the end of the debate right there.
Yeah, there's no debate. It's chicken. It is decided.
Head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or you can head over to Facebook, facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. And if you do want to leave us a review, head over to iTunes or Stitcher.
Please.
Hit the 5-star button, leave us a review. It takes 30 seconds. We're happy to read it out on air.
We've got some great reviews, some really funny ones.
Yeah.
People are very creative. Our listeners are the best.
Yeah. I mean, we've had, Jesse White's tattoo, Paul Rue's hair.
Yeah, and Will Hoskin Elliott even.
Oh, yeah, he gave us a serve too.
Did he ever.
So please, do get involved, because we'd love to hear from you, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Oh, also, check out the Dozen Deals column. There's a link to it on the Twitter page. It's 12ndeals.blogspot.com.au. Simples.
See you Thursday.
All right.